Hello and welcome to this Feldenkrais lesson. When I thought about what lesson to choose, knowing that this recording is primarily for our regular students and my colleagues who teach along with me, I gave some thought to what were some supplemental or just general enrichment ways that I could leave a recording that was not just a single lesson of its own, but one that perhaps helped to develop some core themes that we use in our learning in the Feldenkrais method and develop them a little bit further. So I'd like to spend some time today really being very specifically slow moving with scanning. Not all Feldenkrais lessons do anything, do any particular theme, but scanning at the beginning and the end of a lesson is relevant in many lessons because it in and of itself is an interesting activity. And that activity is one of both noticing and being able to sustain your noticing, and also one of comparison. So rather than ideas of judgment of qualities like good or bad, it is about bringing forward qualities that are still distinctions that are comparisons, one thing to another, but really seeking out some of those specific ways that we as individual people have unique approaches to the ways that we feel differences. And so I'd like to investigate that further with you all today. So I hope you've already made for yourself a place to lie down comfortably, a room that is warm enough, clothing that you can move freely in. And if not, you can pause this now and get yourself set up. And when you are ready to begin, you'll lie on your back. And we will, most of this lesson will be lying on your back. So if for you, a little something under your knees or a little something under your head is the difference of how you can do a sustained attention, please, you know, accommodate your comfort in that way. It could also mean a blanket if you'd prefer to be extra cozy. So lying on your back, if comfortable with your arms simply alongside, your legs long. First, just notice your arrival to lying on the floor. You can also notice your surroundings. Since this is a recording and you're not in our usual room where we do our classes together and we are with one another, notice your room for a moment with your eyes closed, with everything simply, just a sense of where you're located. And now consider that you will be, for the next period of time, drawing your attention very much inward towards your own experience. There may be sounds in your environment or changes in light, or perhaps you have pets that are moving around, or there will be changes in where you are, but your focus of attention is going to come towards the comparisons of your experience of your contact with the floor and your contact with yourself, your way of feeling yourself. So notice that you can bring your attention to the room, and you can bring your attention towards your own sensations, sort of closer or more inward. That includes things like your contact with the floor, your breathing, and now let's be very specific about the parts of your contact with the floor. So let's begin with your left heel. Notice what change you make when you even change your attention from a maybe fuller sense of whatever to you was coming inward with your attention from the room. And now you're making that inward attention very specific to your left heel. So you can notice that change of moving the attention. You can also now specifically look for the qualities in the left heel. What is your sense of weight? What is the size of the contact with the floor? If it was going to be a little print, does it have dimensions? Does it have a shape? Now notice the right heel. And if you can, or as much as this question can linger in your mind, as you move from the left heel to the right heel, what changes about your attention? How do you know? How do you feel? How do you sense when you are attending to the left heel? When you are taking away your attention from the left and then bringing your attention to the right? Is there a feeling of that change? And then notice the specific qualities of the right heel. Pressure, size of contact, shape of contact, or whatever other sensations or impressions that you have that are clear and specific and unique to you. And now compare the two. So can you hold in your attention now both the left heel or impression, felt sense of the left heel, and the impression, felt sense of the right heel, and go back and forth? In what way can you find meaningful distinctions or contrasts between the two things? Are your two heels, are they brighter or darker? Are they more clear or less clear? Is one side more felt and one side more imagined? That's a potential distinction. If you were to consider each heel as a distance or a line, say from your nose. Is the line from your nose to your left heel longer or shorter, or clearer or less clear, of a different color, of a different weight, of a different relationship? bend the line from your nose to your right heel. All right, and let that drop away. That will be some of the ways that we can think of the qualities that we're comparing as we move now upward. So at some point on the left, your left heel, its contact likely rises from the floor, perhaps lifts completely from the floor. As you move upward, your leg into your ankle. So what is the shape of the ankle on the left as it leaves the floor? And now the right. And again, where does the contact of the heel on the right begin to lift or lighten away from the floor? Where, as you move upward, does that change occur? And then what is the shape? What's your impression of the shape underneath the right ankle? And compare right and left. Now the contact of the left lower leg, the calf. And the right lower leg. And then compare them. And we'll continue in this way of focusing predominantly on the left, and then on the right, and then comparing the two as we continue to move up the legs towards the torso. So now, behind the left knee, does it lift from the floor? What is the shape? Behind the right knee, compare them. Now the left upper leg, the thigh, sense its weight, its dimension, its contact, its relationship to the floor. And now the right. Compare them. Now the buttocks. So the pelvis rests on the buttocks from behind, and on the left, what is the weight, contact, shape? Is there any part between the left upper leg and the left buttock where there is a space between the floor and yourself, or a lightening of pressure? Note that. And then the right buttock, shape, pressure, clarity, bright, dark, hot, cold, wet, dry, any comparison, color, any comparison that's relevant to you. And compare the two sides of the pelvis. Now moving upward in your torso, along your back to the back of your waist. Is there some place where the contact on the right and left sides of your pelvis begins to come away from the floor? Let's focus on the left. If you move upward the left side of your low back, what is the shape there? Either in contact with the floor or lifted from the floor? And now the right. And you can compare. And let that be. And now moving up into the lower and middle ribs on the left. What is your sense of contact there? Do you feel any movement of the breath that changes the contact there? And then on the right. And compare the two. One way to compare the two sides of the low and moving towards middle ribs is to notice how the breath moves on each side. Does one side or the other begin to fill first with air? Or begin to close back in as the air leaves, as you exhale, does one side or the other lead? Let that be. And then continuing to move up on the left side, perhaps the middle ribs near some level of the breast, the armpit, into the shoulder blade behind. How is the contact of the upper left side of your torso, the ribs, the shoulder blade? There's the contact with the floor, and there's the impression of the breath as it comes in, as it goes out. And now move over to the right side. The armpit, the ribs, the contact with the floor, the shoulder blade or scapula. Feel your contact, your impression of the clarity of that area to you. Your breath, how it moves in that place. And then compare the left and the right. Compare their contact, the quality that you sense of each place, or clarity that you sense right and left. How there may be preferences within the way that you breathe, either in your inhale or your exhale, right or left. And if you think of the center and the top, or a midline, a meeting of the right and the left, towards the top of your shoulder area, there, C7 is a skeletal landmark that we talk about sometimes, and is the little place at the base of your neck, the bottom footward, right, of your neck. That there's a little, usually if one slips their hand behind, you can feel the bone there. And if you'd like to slip a hand behind, go ahead and feel that bone that comes a little bit towards, it's down towards the floor, and that may be somewhat distinct in shape before your spine leaves the area of your ribs, of your torso, and moves upward towards your neck. So you can just sort of identify that spot for yourself. And then if you've been feeling with your hand, go ahead and let your hand come along again. Let your arm come along and let your hand rest. And now just feel at the middle. When you breathe, do you feel any sensation there that is lifting or lowering or expanding or brightening or warming? Or is there some way that your breath can help you sense the movement and the clarity of that spot? Maybe yes, maybe no. But then leave that consideration, and now just focus on your left hand. How does your left hand contact the floor? Which fingers? What's the orientation of the palm? Does it face towards the floor? Towards the left side of yourself, towards the ceiling, or some turn, degree, combination of those orientations? What does the weight of your hand feel like? Do you have a sense of all four fingers and your thumb? Only some are in contact with the floor, but our hands are something that frequently we can find our digits. They're highly represented in our attention often. And so where is your left hand for you right now? And then move to your right hand. And investigate these same sorts of questions and sensations of orientation, pressure, availability of knowing where the fingers are. And then compare the two hands. You may even have a sense of their sizes being similar or different, or the softness in them being similar or different. And then let that be. On the left side, feel the space of the wrist. It may leave the floor with a certain shape or be in contact with the floor in a certain shape. Your right wrist. Compare them. Your left lower arm, so from the wrist to the elbow on the left. And where is the elbow? How far or near to you? The lower arm on the right, how the elbow is positioned. Compare them. The left upper arm from the elbow to where you begin to feel the shoulder contacting the floor or risen from the floor. What is that? The upper arm and the shape of that turn of the shoulder. Now on the right, and compare them. Now, if you move from where your left shoulder is clear to you, and that can mean many things. That can mean your idea, your felt sense, or your image of where your upper left arm bone attaches to your shoulder blade, your scapula. It can be your felt sense or idea or image of where the turn of your shoulder is, where if you were feeling with the opposite hand, that soft bend occurred. So whether that's in contact with the floor or at some height and shape risen from the floor, find a place that for you can feel as your shoulder, and trace an imaginary line towards C7 that you may have just felt with your hand, or that you may have sensory landmark in your own imagination or thinking or feeling. And note what that line, the distance of that line, feels like to you. And then leave it. And consider the same thing from the right. Where is that point that you would call shoulder? And tracing in your imagination, your thinking, your image of that distance of that line to C7, that point at the base of the neck. How clear is that line? What is its trajectory in terms of angle? And what is its distance? And now compare the two. From the left shoulder to that midpoint at the base of the neck, from the right shoulder to that mid place at the spine at C7 at the base of the neck. Pause. Now, C7 itself, just as we were talking about the shoulder, may be close to the floor or farther from the floor. What is the height from the floor of that place that is the base of the neck? And perhaps you want to return to where you feel the right and left upper sides of the rib cage, their position, their shape, their contact with the floor, that when they begin to lighten and when your skin, the surface of you, actually leaves contact at some point. So just notice that may be below C7, footward of C7, or perhaps C7 or headward of C7 is something you feel connection with the floor. For most of us, there is some lift through there and through the neck. And just notice what's true for you right now. And then sense that shape. How does the neck lift? Where is C7 along that arch, that potential arch that may leave contact with the floor? And do you notice distinctions on the right side of that sense of your middle or of your spine through your neck? And the left side, the right and the left, how do they compare even there? Leave that and consider as you follow that arc again headward. At this point, your neck actually is behind parts of your face, your jaw, your mouth. Your spine, in fact, comes all the way up to the level of your nose behind. So where does your head make contact with the floor? And if you use your nose in the front as a landmark and then think forward or floorward of your nose, what is it about where your head makes contact that is possibly a little right or left or upward or downward in terms of the angle of your nose? And then pause. Sense your breathing. Can you have an overall sense of the whole of yourself on the left sense of yourself from head to toe, including the arm, the torso? And then the right. And comparing and contrasting the two. And then an overall sense. Can you bring some sense of your contact or the fullness of yourself, your head, your torso, your two arms, your two legs, your feet, your hands, your face, And now slowly, in your own time, begin to bring your attention away from the inwardness of your focus back into the room you are in. The light, the sounds, the pets, if there are any. And before you come to sit, to rolling to the side, to sit up, to stand, first just roll your head a little right and left. You might want to feel your hands right and left, or roll your legs, your right leg, your left leg, your toes a little bit, right and left, and sort of feel as you bring movement, that is the movement of your limbs, not just the movement of your breath or the movement of your attention, back into your experience. And as you're ready, you can roll to a side, come to sit, and eventually come to stand. And feeling yourself in standing. Again, you can shift your weight to the more to the left foot or the right foot. You can turn your head to the left, to the right. And clarify your organization back into the room to walk around. And I wish my colleagues and our very appreciated students a wonderful holiday season of 2016. And we will see you in the beginning of 2017. So Happy New Year to everyone. And see you soon.